welcome to Project I Am's series of meditations. Thank you for taking this moment to pause and connect with yourself. Before we begin, take a moment to settle into a comfortable position, whether you're seated, lying down, or standing. Find a posture that feels both stable and at ease. Let your body relax and allow your shoulders to drop away from your ears. Take a deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs completely, and then gently let it go through your mouth. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath as it flows in and out. There is no need to change it, just observe it. As we move into this practice, know that there is no right or wrong way to feel or experience this moment. Whatever arises, thoughts, sensations, or emotions, they are all perfectly okay. Simply bring an attitude of curiosity and kindness towards yourself. This is your time to be fully present with yourself, free from judgment or expectations. If you're ready, let's begin. We are all created with a deep-seated desire to be known by others and to know others. We were never intended to live in isolation, to live cut off from people around us, to live behind a wall of defenses. And I understand that these walls that we put up are because of past hurts, because of past pain, because of betrayal, because of confusion, because of pain in general. And the problem is that when we put up these walls to protect ourselves from pain, these same walls are undiscerning and they also protect us from love. The walls that keep the pain from coming in also keep the love from coming in. And the greatest damage these walls create is causing us to live in isolation, causing us to not be known by others. And that idea of not being known, that state of isolation, causes great mental distress. It causes emotional distress. Our true selves are never revealed, and people don't get to celebrate the truth of who you are. And so we continue to live out of a false self, and all the praise we receive or the recognition we get doesn't touch our true self because it soaks into the wall, it soaks into the facade of our false self. And we continue to live in isolation, in fear, in pain, with our mental health deteriorating. Yet if we would just take a chance and we would allow that wall to come down, if we would just trust one person, if we would trust another to see us, to see who we really are, we will find that healing comes. We will find that as people encounter our true selves, our authentic selves, that there is beauty that they find. And in the exchange of knowing another's true self and allowing our own true self to be known, there is great joy. There is great healing. We find that there is growth and there is progress, and the risk that we take in allowing ourselves to be known at the end of the day is totally worth it. So let me ask you, in your life, where do you need to dismantle a wall? Where do you need to make an opening in your wall of defenses? Where do you need to be known? What facet of yourself do you really desire other people to know so that they can celebrate it, so that they can recognize it, so that you can feel the joy of being known and in turn be able to extend that joy to others as you know them, as you accept them for exactly who they are? This is a crucial part of our healing, because the truth is that if the pain came in through a person, if the pain came in through a relationship, the healing is going to come in through a person. The healing is going to come in through a relationship. Firstly, your relationship with yourself, and then your relationship with those around you. As you practice self-acceptance and your relationship with yourself gets healthier, gets better, if you can increase your self-acceptance and your self-love, then you can extend that same self-acceptance and love to the people around you. Again, this is crucial. This is necessary for healthy living. The healthiest people are comfortable in their own skin. They accept themselves for the good and the bad of who they are. None of us are 100% good or 100% bad. We are all a mixture of both. We have good parts and we have bad parts. But as we allow our bad parts to be known, as we allow our weaknesses to be known, we actually find that they are not as scary as we previously thought. We are not as ugly as we previously thought. We are not as terrible, as debased, as broken as we previously thought. But we actually find out, in the knowing of others and allowing ourselves to be known, we actually find out that we are quite normal. That there are many who are just like us. That our brokenness is part of humanity's dilemma. We are all broken to some degree. Welcome to the human race. Welcome to the fellowship of the broken. Welcome to being just like everybody else around you. Does that not mean that you're special? Of course it means you're special. You are as special as everybody else, as unique as everybody else. And this is a great joy. So let me ask you again, what area of your life do you need to uncover? Do you need to unveil? What area of your life do you need other people to know and celebrate, even if it's an area that you're ashamed of? Because the truth is, when we take the shame, when we take the area of our lives that we are most ashamed of, and we open it up to the light, and we allow ourselves to be known, that shame lifts. Because others can identify with that same shame. Others can identify with the same brokenness. Others can identify with the same mistakes. And you will find that you are not alone. If you enjoyed today's meditation, please be sure to subscribe and follow. I welcome any and all of your comments at info@therapywithdavid.com. May you be well.